everyone. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle with Sharon Jeffers. I hope you're having a wonderful holiday week and you're celebrating independence. For those of you who may be new to this show, what I do here is based on the mystic science of the cards, which reveals that the regular deck of playing cards was originally a calendar used for timekeeping, and so much more, actually. But at the introductory level, I guess it's just safe to say that it's an ancient book of time, and not only does it reveal the influences of time and how it moves, it also reveals who we are in that tapestry and how we move through time. On the more subtle levels, it gets really powerful, and I was having a conversation with my son about that this morning, about how each one of these influences holds such tremendous energy that when we align with that, when we become aware of that, that we resonate that energy in the greater tapestry of time, and it just becomes more profound. So if you go on my website, starofthemagi.com, that's M-A-G-I, then if you're new, you can read on there about how the calendar and the card deck correspond with each other. And, you know, I downloaded the song from iTunes called Deck of Cards. It's really a story that was written in World War One about a soldier, and a lot of recording artists have done different versions of this. And I forgot I was going to send it into the radio station so that I could play it during the show, because it's really a wonderful story about a soldier being in church with a deck of cards. I also tell this story in the introduction of my book, Cards of Destiny. And I happened upon that story when I was writing the introduction for my book. I was looking for something else. I was looking for an image that I had seen from medieval times of an actual month, a one-month page of a calendar, and that calendar page was made up solely of playing cards. And so when I was searching, trying to find that image again, I ran into a story about the soldier. You can get a little snippet of it if you look it up on iTunes, this deck of cards. But I'm going to put it on my website so people can listen to the whole thing. I just have to figure out how to do that. So if you want to call in, I am more than happy to speak with you. And when you call in, if you're asking about something personal, I would like to know your name, your first name, the month and day of your birthday, and your present age. If you just want to know about your card in general, you don't have to tell me your age. And I think we have a caller. Hello?
Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
My name is Farah, and I've actually met with you before.
Hi,
hello?
Farah.
Hi. And my month, I'm born January 24th, and I'm 28.
Okay. And do you have a specific question? 28, you just went into a new seven-year cycle. Did you know that?
I'm sorry?
You just entered a new seven-year cycle in the cards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I actually had a question about a relationship, because I've been involved with somebody who's been a friend for a long time, and we're sort of going through a weird period right now, and I, for some reason this weekend, I just had like a weird panic attack of like, because I feel like this person's the one for me, and if this is not working out, then I'm freaking out a little bit about myself and in terms of relationships. And anyway, just got your information about your show and just decided to call in.
You said your birthday is January 24th.
My birthday is January 24th.
Yeah. So when you get stressed or fearful, you go straight into self-doubt.
Mm.
That's the challenge with the card that you have. And it's a sign that you really need to gather more information, which is exactly what you're doing. What's this person's birthday?
It's June 30th.
Oh, he's the King of Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so June 30th, he's a Cancer King of Hearts. So I'm just going to do a quick composite of your two cards. This, one of the things I love about this system is it's so great for figuring out relationship compatibility, because each of the cards has a solar value to it. And when we add them together, then we get to witness the card that's actually governing the relationship. This is what my next book is about. And the two first cards governing your relationship are the Three of Spades and the Two of Hearts. Now, a Two of Hearts relationship is yummy, 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 yummy. It's like ooey gooey yummy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, conversation is great. Everything is great, because
mm-hmm.
that card represents union in love. It represents two hearts coming together.
Mm-hmm.
It's also your Pluto card in your life path, and it's going to bring up anything that you aren't aware of, or things that you aren't aware of and that you avoid. It's going to really trigger deep unconscious things in you relative to relationship, because relationship is an area that it's the place where you go through the greatest transformations, the greatest transformations of self.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So when you're in a relationship, it's just like walking around with a mirror glued to your face, facing you, okay?
it's
like you have an opportunity every moment to be looking at yourself.
Yeah.
And to be unveiling who you really are and becoming who you really are. And so when the fear comes up, it's something that you really need to embrace, because when you have a long-standing connection with somebody and there's a relationship there and it's a wonderful experience, it's like, and something happens and you doubt yourself,
mm-hmm.
this has nothing to do with the relationship. And it's
mm-hmm.
so easy when you have a strong three energy to immediately go to self-doubt and self-questioning, and then
yeah.
experience fear and worry around what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Your first composite with your two birth cards is the Three of Spades. So, you know, this is a very creative energy. However, it's also adding more of that three dynamic into your life. And
mm-hmm.
this isn't bad or good. I don't go there with this. It's really more about the fact that it's important for you to be really creative. It's also important for you to use this relationship to become stronger in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we feel those little earthquakes or quivers, whenever the fear, the worry, or the doubt comes in, it's really an opportunity to take some sort of action and ask ourselves, how can I be stronger? How can I be more grounded and centered within myself? And one of the things that works really well for anybody that has strong three influences is physical activity on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much moving energy. I like to call it moving energy. That, you know, you need to give it some direction. So you can actually use physical exercise, physical movement to direct that energy so that you feel more balanced.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have, you know, let me just look at your other cards here for a second. Yeah, he's your cosmic reward card. He's also Mars to you, so that's really nice, because that creates some, you know, physical chemistry, which is always great.
Mm-hmm.
And so in general, you know, you have good connections in the cards. The place for you that I feel, I'm going to look at your 28th cycle really quickly, because with your last birthday, I mean your seven-year cycle, sorry, you went into this new 28 through 34 seven-year cycle. You have the Three of Clubs sitting in your birth cards house and the Jack of Clubs sitting in your Nine of Clubs planetary ruling card house. So, Sarah, you know, you have enough creative energy for a whole room full of people right now. And are you doing anything to channel this energy?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am a writer, so yeah.
Perfect, because the Three of Clubs, as you know, is the writer's card. So you really need to put your attention there and on moving yourself forward. I can't answer your question about if he's the one because I don't have that kind of belief structure in my head.
Right.
But I can say that, you know, you have really great dynamic energies for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And the place where your greatest power is in your creative expression. And that's where your focus needs to be.
Okay.
As long as you focus on you and your creative expression, then everything else will find its balance, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Mhm.
Okay?
Okay, great. That's actually really helpful.
Oh, good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So... I'm writing a book right now. It's almost finished, actually, and my publisher just asked me for it, which is good, so we're in sync. And it's called Your Relationships and Your Destiny. It's all in the cards. They may change that title. I don't know. I'm going to fight for it, but... And it's all based on this system. And I do show you in my book, Cards of Destiny, how to do composite cards. And you can get a sense of what the relationship's like by reading the delineations of the cards. But this is going to be like comprehensive, you know, writing on each one of the relationships and what they're like and what their strengths are and what their weaknesses. We all, you know, every relationship has challenges. And I've always felt from the first time I saw this system and how it unfolds for each one of us that this system is a way of us, you know, being able to understand ourselves better. And in fact, this is exactly why I wrote my book. It's like for us to first understand ourselves better and then really understand each other and look at each other with a different perspective so that we can learn from our observations rather than all the other things that we sometimes do. I think we have another caller. Hello.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Dee, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Dee. Oh, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I used to live in Chapel Hill.
Oh, I'm over in the western end.
Uh-huh. And Dee, what is your birthday? So you're up in the mountains?
Yes. Mm-hmm. My birthday is April 1st of 1957.
67 or
57?
57. 57.
Yeah, I just turned 50 this year.
Yes, that's simple enough math, that one. I could have figured that out. So what can I do for you?
Well, my entire life has, like, fallen apart in every way around me, and I'm trying to find out what I can do to fix it or why is this happening. What's going on?
Okay,
well,
just look at your yearly spread. Is this just since your birthday?
Yeah, this is just in the last month or so.
Well, I can see why relationships would be changing. Has there been some of that?
Yes, to some degree, but the biggest part of the problem is it's a financial issue.
Uh-huh.
I've been having serious financial problems, and I had some artwork that I thought would kind of bail me out if I could sell it, and I just found out that it's all fraudulent.
What's all fraudulent?
The artwork. It is no good.
Oh, my goodness. So this goes back to Neptune. Is this artwork that you bought?
Yes, I purchased it about a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I'm going to just snoop around here. Yeah, you had the Jack of Spades. You had some cards of deception when you were 48. Is that when you bought that artwork?
No, no. It's been, I was 40, well, you know what? 48, 49, yeah, probably.
Yeah, there was some deception going on there as far as communication. And you also have the Nine of Hearts in Jupiter this year. So, you know, there's some bumpiness happening. I'm going to try to make this as light as possible. First of all, I'm sorry for the loss that you're experiencing because it doesn't feel good when we're deceived. And, you know, there seems to be a lot of change going on in your life in a lot of different ways right now. You do have the Nine of Hearts in Jupiter, which can make things really tough business-wise. There's a lot of disappointment that can come with that card. Also, there's just a tremendous amount of change happening. And with that disappointment comes tremendous opportunity for learning about yourself. It's just not always the easiest experience. I'm going to look at your three-month cycle real quick. That's what I'm shuffling about here. So one of the first things that I see and that I have to speak of, you know, the King of Hearts is showing up really strongly in your cards. Is this someone you know?
King of Hearts, so that's a man?
It could be a man or it could be somebody with that birthday, with a King of Hearts birthday.
Which is, what is that birthday?
Well, there's June 30th, July 28th, August 26th. September 24th, October 22nd, November 20th, and December 18th. I mean, but it could be their planetary card, or it could be just representative of some influence that's working strongly in your life right now. This could be somebody who is benevolent and could be there to actually help you out. If you're open to discovering that. One of the things that I see in your cards is you have a Seven of Clubs sitting in your house, and that card teaches us to refine our thinking and to be more trusting of our intuition. And I feel like there's a part of you that knew that something wasn't quite right when you bought that artwork.
Oh, no, not with the artwork at all. No, I
sure?
really didn't. Oh, I'm very sure. I really didn't have a clue. I just found this out today.
I know you just found it out today, but after we finish, or at some point today, I want you to sit down and remember what happened when that was going on, because there's strong indications to me right now that it's really important for you to be listening more to your intuition and refining more how you're using your mental capacity, like really making your mind like a laser and letting go of anything that isn't supportive of you in your mental environment so that you can make some sort of difference in how things are unfolding. And I'm not saying you created all of this and it's your fault that all this is happening, because I don't really know what's happening. However, I am saying that the truth is we do create our realities, and when situations like this come up, it's really an opportunity to discover what's going on in your three-month cycle that you're in right now that started on your birthday. Well, let's see. Actually, you would be in the next one. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Oh,
what?
My goodness. Okay.
getting worse.
I just moved to the next 3 month cycle because I realized you're an Aries. You've got the Jack of Spades sitting right on top of you. That is someone who's deceptive. That card on the low side represents deception. On the high card, it's an initiation, a very powerful one. And the initiation often comes, if there is deception, from that. Then, in your Jack of Diamonds planetary ruling card's house, you've got the Nine of Spades, which is commonly known as the Death card. When this card comes in, it usually, you know, we experience loss, sometimes tremendous loss. And these two cards together are absolutely the influences of what you're experiencing in your life. So, now, because these cards are here, I'm saying that, you know, there's a reason that whatever is going on in your life, there's a reason for that. And so that's your job, is to figure out what was the path that was taken or what are the influences that have come in to create this. And without blame and without judgment, to just observe what could be different or how it could have been different. What else is going on?
Well, I've got my daughter who, she's up in Canada, and she married a gentleman up there, and she's trying to get back home, and we're having a hard time getting her back home. So, her and her boys, that's not a very good, I mean, the marriage itself was okay, but the husband moved them into his mother's apartment, and his mother despises my daughter. So it's a very, very bad situation there.
Okay, and, I'll tell you something. If I were you, do you do any form of meditation?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. With the cards that you have, it's really important to meditate.
Okay.
And whatever kind of meditation and however much you're doing, it's good to do even more. Because with these influences here, on one hand, they're very, very heavy. On the other hand, they're like, these influences can liberate us. They ask us to let go. You have to let go of, and I know it's easier for me to say this than it is for you to do that. I'm fully aware of this. I've had these cards in my face big time, and there is tremendous learning that happens when these cards are there, and yes, there is a reason that all of this is going on. Even your Seven of Spades card is sitting in the family house, so it connects with this. That would have to do with your daughter. Your daughter's also got to deal with her own stuff and the choices she's making and learn and understand from that as well. For you right now, because you have these cards so strongly influencing you in this 3 month cycle, you must do this from the greatest awareness that you can possibly find in yourself.
Oh, wow.
You know, I remember, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, I'm listening.
I remember when I lost a son in a car accident, and I had that Nine of Spades sitting on me for 7 years. And I remember at one point I was just, my other son looked at me and he said, "Mom, you're sitting on the foundation of a house that's completely fallen down. You have to get up and walk away." And when he said that to me, I knew it was true. And when this card comes, your life wants to change in some way. And so you have to ask life, what do you want? Not from, you know, from a place of pure inner interest, innocence, and curiosity. You have to ask, what do you want? What is my direction? These cards just sit you flat on your ass and tell you to wake up in some way or another. And I'm saying this with love rather than judgment. I'm just saying, the way your cards look in the three-month cycle that you're in right now, it's very intense energy. And, you know, it's going to change. It's going to lighten up. But right now, it's like a lot is being asked of you. And so what can you do but let go?
Let go of what? My daughter?
Well, you have to let go a certain degree of your daughter, but you want to be there for her. You know, you need to understand.
When we're working to bring her home, that's still a good thing to do, right?
That's wonderful, yes. I mean, you don't want to abandon your daughter.
Okay, I wasn't sure
saying
that. You were kind of telling me.
Okay. Right, but when you say, I want to know why all this stuff is happening to me, what I'm saying is, if the wisest thing that you could do right now is sit down and really do your best to be reflective and just let go of what you can't control.
Okay.
Let go of what you can't control and just ask moment by moment for guidance.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
It's going to get better. And
when?
The more work you do right now, the better off, you know, the better it'll be.
Okay.
So just be really diligent right now.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, it's just kind of disappointing because I've been on a spiritual journey for the last couple of years. I've made so much progress. I thought that I was doing so well, and now this shows me that I'm not, right?
No, absolutely not. And I want everybody to listen to this. This is not true. You know, life, you know, have you ever seen that bumper sticker, shit happens? Excuse my French.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true. You know, and the more awake we become, the less those things happen. But in the process, we go through things to fine-tune our awareness. And it's really about paying attention moment by moment by moment by moment. And it's important to know that, yes, you've been doing this work, and there's a lot more work to do. I think we work the whole time we're here, if we're smart.
Right.
You know, and the more we work toward realizing that the bottom line is, and this is the absolute truth, we're living in a big illusion. We're dreaming. And the more aware we become of that, the more fun we have while we're here. And the more you get to know who you really are, your card is the card of the mystic, the Seven of Spades. Do you have my book?
No, I don't.
If you go on my website, you can get my book, Cards of Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, there's delineations in there that'll tell you about yourself. And if you have questions, email me.
Okay.
But this is a really powerful time of initiation, so you want to enter the temple. You know,
uh-huh.
More aware we become. I mean, my experience through life, I've been on this path for my whole adult life. And my entire experience has been the more conscious I become, the more I see how unconscious I am, you know. And I just love myself right through that and wake up more.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's not like, well, I've done all this work. Why isn't my life perfect? No. Moment by moment by moment. We constantly have the opportunity to be purifying our mind. So, look at how you can see, find the treasure. Find the treasure in what's happening. I guarantee you there's treasure there. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Dee.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, bye. So, treasure. I've been seeing my life as a treasure box lately, and it's just full of all these gems, and there are all these people and wonderful experiences, and I feel like that's what my life is about, is collecting treasure. We have to understand ourselves, and I know I've been working with this system for a while, and I'm always learning something new about myself through studying the cards. And I'm always learning something new about other people by observing them and the cards. And sometimes things happen in our life that are really intense. And when I look at these cards in the three-month cycle that she's in and I see the Jack and Nine of Spades, then I'm not surprised. It didn't show up in her yearly cycle. But when I get down here, it's like, you know, there is deception and loss. And there's, I believe, and this is just my belief, I don't ask anybody else to believe this way, I do believe that everything happens for a reason. And the more conscious I become, consciously aware that I become of how the dynamics of life work and what my role is in life, then the more I actually do have choices about how things manifest for me. So do we have another caller?
Yeah. Hi, Sharon.
Who's this?
My name is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hi. What's your birthday?
7-4-61.
7-4. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
The Jack of Diamonds. So what's your age?
46.
Wow, you just had your birthday yesterday.
Yep, I did.
Okay.
I've been going through a lot of stuff, too, like the previous caller, but and I was just wondering, like...
Did you say you're 46?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was born in 61. When is the cycle going to be over?
Well, you just had a birthday.
Yeah.
Yesterday. So when we have our birthday, we get all new cards.
Oh, cool.
For the year.
Cool.
So you'll probably be happy to know that.
Yes.
I have a feeling, was it just the last few months that things were a little wild?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was probably the last three-month cycle you were in, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let me look at that cycle real quick. Let's see. A lot of change going on. And possibly change with your work.
And that's what everybody keeps saying.
Uh-huh.
But it hasn't happened yet.
Well, no change at work or around you in that way?
No, not yet.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I work in an art department. We've hired 4 new people this year. And then so there'll be 4 new people come into the department next year. But really, that doesn't...
Well, that, to me, would be a change in the work environment.
Okay.
Yeah. However, let's look at the three-month cycle that you just popped into. Okay, one of the things that comes to me immediately is that it's really important for you to make the right adjustments in your relationship. The 52 days that we're in before our birthday, we're in a Neptune cycle. And things are not always as they seem to be when we're in that cycle. It can be a day. Are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I'm married.
Oh, you are. Okay, good. So any adjustments that need to be made in any of your relationships, it's your responsibility to be doing that right now. So if you feel things need to change with anyone anywhere, you're the one that needs to step up to the plate and take responsibility for those relationships coming into the right order. A lot going on about communication and you learning how to better communicate what you need, what you think, what you feel, first with yourself and then with those around you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. It does a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's what's happening right now. Now, you did just go into a new cycle, and last year your card was sitting in a place that makes things seem more difficult than they need to be. Right now, however, you've moved into position for this three-month cycle that you're in where, you know, you're being asked to let go of how you think things are supposed to be, where you think you're going, all your ideas, and really let go because life wants to expand for you. And if you're holding on to any limited ideas or thoughts about that, it's going to be more difficult. It's going to be, you know, life wants to give you some goodies. It's just about letting go. So if you're moving in a direction and things aren't going the way you want them to,
yes,
just back off because that's like the hand of life coming and going, wrong way, excuse me, stop. So just step back You are sitting in the Three of Spades house this year. Boy, I can tell you about this from direct experience, because I'm sitting there this year, too. And a lot of opportunities are going to come your way. I know you just had your birthday yesterday, but as this kicks in, you're going to see. You're going to be really busy. You're going to be pulled in multiple directions. A lot of opportunity will come your way. Just keep saying yes. The whole secret to this is to say yes and to take care of yourself. You want everything to be, just really let your creative self flourish and manifest. Are you an artist?
Yes.
Okay. You got the King of Diamonds behind you, which is tremendous power. Now, we do have the Jack of Spades and Six of Hearts in the relationship area. So if there's something that hasn't felt right to you or that needs to be corrected in that way, you really need to trust your intuition and you need to follow up on whatever that is.
Yeah, I just can't see what I need to do. You know, I look at opportunities and change and then I think, okay, well, this is really going to hurt some people that I really care about and there's mental illness involved, and there's addiction involved,
mm-hmm.
But now things are a lot better. They've been better for a couple weeks, but you know, then I'm waiting for the next shoe to drop.
Yeah, well,
and it's a highly hands-on. It takes lots of my energy.
Right.
This primary relationship takes lots and lots and lots of my energy.
Okay, so. You need to be honest with yourself, and you need to do what is best for you. Because when we do what is best for us, when we're true to ourselves, in our belly, then we are doing what's best for everyone. This is the bottom line. You have to feel what is very best for you. And you have to honor that and be true to yourself. Because in the long run, it is going to be the best thing for everyone. So, you know, I know that you're facing some really intense challenges. I can feel that. And I also know that when you do what's best for you, it's going to put everything in right order. If you don't, then you're not living the truth. You're living a lie, and you're feeding everyone else's lie. Because nobody's living in the truth when we're not honest and when we don't make the right choices. So, as hard as it is, I know you know what's right. I can feel it. I mean, I heard you say you don't know what to do, but I know that you know what it is you need to do. And I also know it's not easy.
I can't believe that I'm hiding it from myself. I really can't figure out. I have so much compassion for the situation that I'm in and for my husband and for the, you know, he's disabled.
Uh-huh.
And the fact is that if something were to happen, like even if we had a trial separation, because you know, we're like middle class, his standard of living would plummet because he brings in under $800 a month. And I just can't see that would be a good situation for my son when right now he's mentally stable and my husband is more mentally stable than he has been in a long while. And so what I'm trying to do is figure out a way I can be true to myself, but also negotiate my relationship with my husband so that he can stay mentally stable and maybe, you know, maybe be a little more productive on, you know, on the productive end. So, in other words, all I feel is compassion and love, and every time I really get down to it, what could I do? He's just in no position for me to do that.
Uh-huh.
It's like if he had any resources at all, I mean, but he doesn't. And maybe those resources would open up if I, you know, if I pushed them out, but I can't. I don't know. I just can't. I feel, I don't know what the right answer is. And it, I mean, people say, well, Kim, be real creative with the solution and start thinking creatively, and it'll come to you. And it's like, okay, I've been knocking my head against the wall, trying to be creative, trying to come up with something, you know, and little tiny steps.
What is your husband's birthday?
March 23rd, 57. Little tiny creative steps. And he has been really a great teacher to me. Okay, as in what not to do, and as in how not to live and make decisions. That, but because of the mental illness, because of the prescription drug abuse and everything, it's really been, it's like, okay, now, you know, what would I want someone to do for me as well? And I have to, because of my son, who's 7.5, no matter what I decide, I'm going to have to integrate that back into my life anyway. And then I look and I say, well, maybe it's going to, that's going to take more time rather than give me time. And ultimately, I am hoping to have
more time. Is your husband taking narcotics?
Prescription, right.
He needs to get off it.
Yeah, he is off of it, but it's been only a couple weeks.
Okay, so he can't have that anymore.
No.
Because it makes people nuts.
Yes.
And especially him, because he sits in a double Uranus position as it is. So, you know.
I mean, it made him absolutely nuts, right. In fact, they thought maybe he was schizophrenic. I mean, that's how nuts it made him.
Yeah, no, he's not schizophrenic. He's not somebody, I don't think they should give narcotics to anybody, but particularly a king of clubs cannot do narcotics. His particular birthday, it just doesn't work. So I feel like the question that you have is something I could help you solve, but I don't think I can do it on the radio.
Gotcha.
I do believe that I could help you. So why don't you contact me?
Okay.
If you go on my website, starofthemagi.com,
mm-hmm.
you can email me from there, okay?
Okay.
I will. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And have a blessed day, Sharon.
Thank you. You too, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, some things, when I'm looking at the cards, I see, I feel are too personal to bring up in a situation like this, and I don't want to do that. And so it kind of, actually, all the readings have been like that today. I feel like these ladies should be having private sessions with me. But, so anyway, without too much stuttering here, where were we? It's really challenging sometimes when we face these issues with life. And there are always solutions. And one of the things I love about the system is that they are easy to see. Okay, we have another caller. Hello.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, who's that?
This is Karen. How are you?
Karen.
Karen from Honolulu.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Karen.
Hello. Can you hear me?
My little Five of Clubs.
Yes, the Five of Clubs.
Yes. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm kind of, I don't know, a little bit confused about what's going on in my life right now.
Remind me of your age.
I'm 38.
38. Well, you have the Three of Spades sitting in your house, so everything's going in every direction imaginable.
That's exactly how I feel. And I feel like I'm not making the right choices, and I'm not happy, and
uh-oh.
Can't quite manifest what I want to, so I just wanted to know what was going on.
Listen, well, not only is the Three of Spades sitting in your Five of Clubs house, your Five of Clubs is sitting in the Three of Clubs house.
Is that bad?
No, it's not bad. It's just a tremendous amount of creative energy, and when we aren't channeling it, we get confused, we get indecisive, and we think we're making the wrong choices. We'll go, oh, I'm going to buy the red pen. We'll walk out of the store and say, I should have brought the blue pen. And all of it's totally irrelevant.
Oh, because that's exactly how I feel. I feel like every choice I make is the wrong choice. And
yes.
Everything I try to make happen isn't happening. And just...
Yeah, no, it's not, you don't have to make anything happen right now, okay? Let me just give you a few little pointers here.
Okay.
First of all, no matter what you do, it's very easy for these energies to come in, that Three of Clubs in particular, and make you think you just made the wrong choice.
Okay.
One of the things, and I said this earlier when I was talking to Sarah about that three energy, is that it's a tremendous amount of creative energy. It's just like somebody standing over us with a giant vat pouring all this creative energy into us. And it's electric. It's very electric energy. And three energy goes in different directions at once. At least two, if not three or more.
That's how I feel, like things are going in three or more directions, and
yes,
I figure
exactly.
It out. I don't even know which way to look.
Well, you got to look inside. That's the direction you have to look at. So, first of all, as I said earlier, I don't know if you heard when I was talking to Sarah, but it's like when you have this kind of energy working with you, you need to give it a focus. You need to give it a channel. Just imagine, like, think of the Alawai Canal, okay?
Uh-huh. Right.
That canal holds that water, and it directs it toward the ocean. If that canal wasn't there, the water would just be leaking all over it everywhere and going into people's stores and condos and whatever. Just be pouring down the mountain all over everything.
Right.
So what you want to do is you want to find channels for this energy, and the very best one, first of all, to do is something physical. So exercising every day, you know, working out every day, doing something physical where every day you have a channel for that energy.
I have been. I've been out walking around Magic Island every day.
Are you walking hard?
Yeah, I'm walking hard, and I'm walking for a long time. I mean, you should see my feet. They're a mess.
Okay. Okay, so maybe you ought to walk and swim.
Yeah, really.
So what about creative channels? Do you have them? Are you doing something? Are you writing, doing anything with all this energy?
No, I guess I'm not.
Well, I would suggest writing.
Okay.
Because it's the Three of Clubs is the writer's card.
Okay.
You want to keep up the physical activity at the same time because it'll help keep you balanced and it'll channel some of that energy like runoff. But, you know, you also want to be writing and channeling your mental thoughts.
Okay.
This is a lot of three energy. I personally understand this because the Three of Clubs is my spirit card. It's who I am inside. And before I understood this energy, I used to have such a hard time with indecision or thinking I made a mistake or, you know, thinking I was going to miss out on something if I chose the wrong thing or, oh, my God, it can make you crazy when it's imbalanced.
Yeah, I know. I can't figure out what it, especially, like, career-wise, I just can't seem to get it together, and my energy is everywhere, and I miss opportunities. And
okay, so you need to really, are you meditating or doing any kind of practice like that?
Oh, every day, yep.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I have been for a while.
So what is it that you feel that you need?
I don't even know. I feel so confused. I feel not like myself. I feel completely out of sorts.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to suggest to you.
Okay.
The reason you feel out of sorts is you're already a five.
Right.
So you have a lot of energy that likes to adventure and explore in the first place. And now you've been, you know, slam dunked with two threes.
I know. When does this go away?
It's like giving somebody on 10 cups of coffee, you know, cocaine or something.
Oh, God.
It's like a lot of energy.
It is.
So what I'm going to suggest is that you practice just being comfortable with the energy without feeling like you have to do anything.
Okay. Well, that's good because part of me feels lazy, too.
Yeah. Just be with the energy And stop thinking that you have to make decisions or do anything.
That's hard to do.
Well, if you say it is, then it will be.
Okay.
All right? So
I just want to go somewhere in a specific direction, so that's why it's hard for me to try not to do anything.
Well, there's a difference between thinking you have to do something and doing something.
You're right.
You understand?
I do.
I mean, when we think we have to do something, then we pull ourselves out of sync with our own rhythm.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, the whole idea is to be in rhythm. And this is the conversation I was having with my son this morning, because he's the Six of Clubs.
Oh, okay.
And I said to him, you are the messenger. And not only are you embodying the messages, you are receiving them, and you're extremely intuitive. So when you resonate deeply in that energy, then it's like you tune that energy in the greater tapestry. It's like when you understand this three energy, how it feels. Because I'm sitting in the Three of Spades house this year, and I know how that feels.
Right.
First, I said to myself several times out loud, are you trying to kill yourself? It was just like, I couldn't stop. And then I thought, well, why don't you just enjoy this? And it's not that I wasn't enjoying it, I was running myself ragged.
Right.
And now I'm just playing in the energy. And if you can change your perspective and really feel how it feels to be in that energy. And when you feel indecisive, just sit down and just observe the feeling.
Okay.
Without placing judgment on it. Because we get ourselves in trouble with our judgments and our ideas about how we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to think, what is this that's happening. We just get in the way and we clutter things up, and then we create all these extensive, you know, tanglings that we get lost in. And if you can just feel that three energy and write and look at, ask yourself, how can I use this fantastic creative energy I have right now? Start writing. Do stream of consciousness writing to get clear about things. If you feel unclear, sit down and write out everything you're unclear about. And just keep that energy moving and constantly ask yourself, how can I best use this energy I'm feeling? What can I do right now to use this creative power to manifest something that I want in my life?
Okay.
Because you need to get in touch with what it is you want, not what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
When we have these conversations about supposed to or should, it's like, we might as well just lock ourselves in a shoebox and throw it in a dumpster.
I know, because actually the things I'm doing, I feel like they're not really what I want to be doing, too. I think that's part of my problem.
Then stop doing what you don't want to be doing and let go of the stories that tell you that's not possible and step into doing what you want to be doing. And I guarantee you that the universe will just slide right in at your feet player sliding onto that first base.
So how long do I have this three energy?
All year.
All year?
Until your birthday.
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting to hear that.
Surprise.
Oh.
But that's fun. Because that's all the more time you have to learn to dance with this energy. It's there for a reason. It's like, you know, it's like Dee and her nine and Jack of Spades. I mean, oh, my God. That's really heavy, but it's there for a reason. If we can
good.
Find our way to the cream on the top, then we get to dance with it, and that's what's so wonderful. So look at my book and read about the Three of Spades and the Three of Clubs.
Okay.
And really get familiar with that energy and then play with it. Because threes are playful, so play with it.
That actually sounds really good. Now I can see if I do go with the flow of it, I can allow something much better to come in.
Yes.
And that's what my restlessness is from.
Yep.
Not flowing with it.
Yeah, you got, I mean, hello.
Yeah.
If you had four energy, then you could sit there. You don't have to flow with anything. But you have three. So you want to play and dance because it's very playful energy.
Right.
So take your serious hat off and put on your play hat and get to know your threes.
Okay.
Okay?
That's what I'm going to do.
Yay! Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I don't know if we have time for one more call or not, but if we do, I'm happy to take it. Do we have a caller? No, sorry. So our time is almost up, and I want to thank all of you for being here. The reason I do this is just to connect with people and, you know, help everyone understand the cards a little better and just share this information, and I love doing that. So if you didn't get to call in today and you wanted to, I'll be here next week. You can go to my website, starofthemagi.com. You can read some about your card on there, and my book is also on there, Cards of Destiny, which I delineate all the birthdays in, and there's a perpetual guide in the back for the whole year. And you can email me from there if you have any questions. I got some great emails last week, and I love connecting with all of you. You can also sign up for the card of the day, and it gets mailed to your box every day, your inbox. And I want to thank you for being here, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.